And welcome to Mean on Azure. My name is Daniel Egan. We're actually here on the Caltech campus doing a hackathon, but while I was here, I was able to sit down with Nuri Halperin. Nuri is a MongoDB master, and actually he won the initial William Zola Outstanding Contributor Award. We have him for a couple videos, but the first one that we're gonna have him talk about is replica sets in MongoDB. Let's check it out.
Hi, my name is Nuri, and today I'm going to talk to you about MongoDB replica sets. MongoDB is a database, and it uses replica sets as a mechanism to achieve durability and high availability. High availability is what keeps you sleeping at night. In a replica set, several databases, several Mongo instances, each have the same copy of the data. You write only to one of them, the primary. But if that primary was to fail, then one of the others will take over automatically and the cluster will continue on running. So this means at 3 a.m., if you get the pager call, one of the machines died, you can just roll over and continue sleeping. Durability is the idea that the data is safe somewhere or somewhere else. So in a traditional database, you will be writing data, but when this machine fails, and it's not an if, it's a when, then this data is offline or not available. If you're lucky enough and your disk is actually healthy, then you can recover, but that may take minutes, hours, long time, and your application will be offline. With Mongo replica sets, the replica set will self-heal, elect a new primary, and continue on running, so your application can continue running. So how does Mongo achieve this durability and high availability? Instead of having a single database, Mongo runs several databases, or rather, you configure several databases to run as a replica set. One of the machines is going to take the role of primary. Your application will be writing data to this one. The other ones will be copying data locally to their own instances and keep in sync with the main database. In case this machine fails, the remaining two machines will hold an election and pick a new primary, let's say this guy. And now the cluster can continue running. Your application will switch over to write data to this primary, and that's about it. So how does the data get replicated between all of those instances? Well, Mongo has something called a capped collection. A capped collection is a collection that has a fixed size. And each time you write a new document or modify a document, that gets written into the oplog. The oplog is a capped collection. And it's important that it's a capped collection because capped collections provide you really, really fast writes because they're kind of a circular buffer. You add documents, and when it reaches the end, it starts from the beginning, overwriting whatever is there with a new one. This oplog stores every data mutation operation. It saves writes, it saves updates. So then the other two databases, this oplog belongs on the primary, they each have a copy of this oplog, and they simply read as fast as they can the next operation, the next operation, the next operation, and so forth, and go for the beginning. So this means that at a given point in time, we can always know that if a secondary applied all of these operations here, it is in sync with a primary to this point in time. It serializes those operations in a very special way. This is kind of like log shipping, but instead of saving the commands that went in, it transforms them into immutable commands that, if applied sequentially, will get you the guaranteed same state on the primary. Now, this is all internal mechanisms. If your replica set is healthy and the network between those nodes are healthy, then all of this happens instantaneously. You wouldn't even be able to measure it. But there is a little note about consistency here, which is it takes some lag of time, maybe milliseconds, to copy those operations and apply them to the secondaries, especially if, say, this one is in a data center in Australia and this one is in London or something like that. Well, your primary provides you absolute consistency. A client that wrote a document into this instance will see that document once the write has been completed. There is no situation where some of the clients here see old data and some see new data. Once it's been applied here, then all clients connected here will see that update. There could be a lag to some secondaries, and that lag depends on the volume written and on the distance of those machines. So when you go to define a replica set, when you're designing your topology, you want to design a topology that can heal itself. When the nodes in a replica set hold an election, there's a simple majority rule that determines who's going to be the primary. For a primary to be elected, you need more than 50%. So if I had a replica set consisting only of these two machines, I have two machines only in my replica set, and one of them died, the other one will not perform failover because two is 100% and only one is 50% exactly. We need more than 51%. For that reason, we do a minimal replica set of three nodes. If one dies, I have two out of three, two-thirds, greater than 50%, and then a primary can be elected. Another nice thing about replica sets is that they can actually replicate data, not necessarily from a primary, but from another node. Imagine we have these two data centers. One is in New York, and the other is in London. Let's say this is the primary, right? And let's say in London, I wanted to have a few more machines. So I have five machines in my replica set. Well, if I'm paying between the data center, I'm paying for this traffic, replicating data to each one. For every document written here, I'm paying three times. I'm paying in time, and I'm also paying data transfer between the data centers. Well, MongoDB is able to chain the databases and have them replicate from a secondary. You can turn it off, but you probably don't want to or don't need to. In this scenario, what would happen is one of the secondaries will read from a primary, and the other secondaries within the same data center will replicate from it. Mongo does this automatically for you. It will look at ping times and so forth and decide which one is the closest node to each node and decide who they should replicate the data from, according to the data freshness and how far it is from each other. So we have our very basic replica set here, let's say. And I have a client, that's my application, right? And it is happy and it is talking to the primary database. And the question is, should this application connect only to the primary, or why not read from the other ones? After all, they should have a copy of the data, right? Well, it can. By default, if you read from here, you get the absolute consistency, right? Because this instance of the database, of the replica set, gets all the writes applied, right? It's either before or after, there's no in between. But at some point, you might want to increase your reads, or maybe your application is okay with reading stale data or not the freshest data. In that case, you can go ahead and say, hey, my read preference, and that's an application side setting on your connection string. My read preference is, hey, I want to read from secondaries. I want to be able to read from any node. So you can say my read preference is any or nearest node. Or you can say primary only, meaning only from the primary. When it's dead, you will not be able to read until the election happens, and then it will open up again. Or you can say primary preferred, meaning I want to go to the primary, but in case of an election or something funny happening, it's okay, go ahead and read from a secondary. Or you can say secondary preferred, meaning read from the nearest secondary. However, if it becomes unavailable or the closest one is a primary, I can read from that one. So there's choices there on read preference. Remember the durability part? That you want to pay a lot of attention to. If the client decides to write a document here to this database, it's no different than any other relational database, single instance, it's there or it's not there, right? But MongoDB gives you more choices when you have replica sets. You can say, hey, when I write a document into here, I want to you to tell me that I've succeeded only after the data is available in more than one location. That's called a write concern. The write concerns let you tune the durability to your liking and your application needs. Now, it could be that for something like I'm logging web hits or something, I don't really care if I lost one because I have 200 million. And it doesn't really matter statistically whether I got one more or not. So you can say, hey, you know what? My durability is fine. I'll just fire it and forget it. I don't even care if you manage to write it here to disk. And for other things, transactions that are more important to you, you might say, hey, I want to make sure that the write is complete only when, notify me that I succeeded only when the data is available in more than one. Write concern of two or three. You can also say a write concern of majority, meaning that you will get a signal back that your write is persisted only after a majority of the replica set have received it. This is important because you might have a replica set with, say, seven nodes, and tomorrow you scale it down to five, or you might increase it to 11. Then in those cases, when you say majority, you're really saying, hey, a majority of the nodes have this data. I'm happy that if the primary died, the remaining replica set members will elect somebody who's likely to have that data already. If you have a write concern of only one, there's a chance that this op log here has this operation, but none of these guys got it. And now if somebody poured a bucket of water on this, it only exists on this disk, and that data is gone. But it's up to you. Really, this gives you more choices than traditional single instance databases. So we talked about durability and write concerns. Write concerns can be done at a global level from a client. You can configure it to always use a certain write concern. Or they can be a, and you can set it on a connection string. You can also set it on an operation by operation basis. So that's another point of flexibility. With the data mutation command, you can set the durability requirement and you can vary it according to your application needs. So the last thing I want to talk about in replica sets are some other variations. Let's say you decided to invest in a really, really, really good machine here and have two others just to keep the data safe, just to keep it in another place for DR. They're not as expensive, or they're not as good, or you want to keep them only for archival reasons. Well, you can set in a replica set, you can set the priority of one of the nodes or several of the nodes to a higher priority. Given an election scenario, the next elected primary, should the first one fail, is going to be picked in order of priority. So you can say, hey, this is priority 10, these are priority 1, which is a default priority. And then if this dies, one of the others will take over. You resurrect this guy and it will take primary ship back to it again, basically restoring this focus on this one node in your main data center or whatever. You don't have to set priorities, and it's quite fine not to set priorities. If they all had equal priorities and this failed, one of the other ones will become it, right? And then later on, if you resurrect this, assuming equal priority, there's no real need to change primary anymore, right? All your clients will start talking to this one the moment it got elected. Why tell them all, hey, I want you to disconnect and go back to the first one? If they're equal priority, there's no need for that. So that's something you want to think about, whether you really want to prefer one piece of hardware or one data center, or whether you allowed it to just float around and all of the machines are equal. It depends on you. Obviously, when a primary fails, all the clients have to reconnect to another primary, and there's a cost to that, and obviously some exceptions may occur at the application level while the connection gets reestablished. So that's something to be aware of. The other thing that might happen is, well, you're happy with your first primary, but you don't want your reporting workload to bother the people who are online shopping right now. For that, you might want to have one replica set member, and replica set members are read-only. You might want to designate it for reporting or another reason. You can set its priority to 0. By setting its priority to 0, you are saying, hey, never elect this guy as primary. He'll vote in an election. He'll be part of the 2/3 if this died, but he will never become primary. Another thing you can say is, I want this guy hidden. If this is hidden, an application will not see it in the replica set connection pool to connect to it. You can connect to it directly by specifying its address, but using the replica set connection pool, you will not ever read from that. This way, you can have your, say, online web application talk to some of the machines, and you designate one of the replica set members for reporting only. Your reporting app, you will configure to directly read from this machine, not using the replica set connection pool, just directly connecting to it. And that way you separate your read load here from whatever is happening on the replica set in at runtime with your online application. So this is it for replica sets. Thank you for watching.